Okay, we are starting Bav Metzia. It's so interesting that this is a good time to start the but be in the middle of the Bavas, because the Gemara says that when Rabbi Huda davened for rain, oh, Dr. Smai is coming. We need another chair.
One more chair out there.
Yeah. When Rabbi Huda davened for rain, so he was answered because he learned Seder Nezikin. So the Tikkuni Zohar writes that learning the Bavas, it is an interesting thing. It says it takes all the different Peshaim. The different averas, when you learn Bava Kama, turns the Poshaya into a Zadon. And then we learn Bava Metzia, what we're doing now, it turns the Zadon into a Shogig. And when you learn Bava Basar, it turns the Shogig into a Zuchus. So, Mitzvah Hashem, with our learning, preparing for Yom Narayim, we should turn all our averas into Zuchuyos.
Amen.
Okay, fine. So the mission begins. Shnaim Ochsid Vatalas. Keep holding on to a Talas. Ze Omer, Ani Mitzasiya. Ze Omer, Ani Mitzasiya. This guy says, I found it. The other guy says, I found it. Ze Omer Kula Shali. This guy says, it's all mine. Ze Omer Kula Shali. The other guy says, it's really all mine. Yishpa Shainlo Bopachos Michetzia, the guy has to take a shvua, I don't have less than half. The Zay Yishpa Shainlo Bopachos Michetzia, and the other guy also says, I swear I don't have half. Biachloku, and they have to divide it. So the Rush says the case here of the Mitzisiyah where they found it, so he says a situation where it came from a city that was Rov Goyim. When the Aveda comes from a Goy, you're allowed to keep the Aveda. When it comes from a Yid, you can't. You have to do Hashav's Aveda. So the Achronim say, why does the Rush choose a case where it fell from Rov Goyim? There's still a suffix. Some actually hold, even when it comes from Rov Goyim, you're not allowed to keep it unless it comes from a Vaday Goy. They're unclear why the Rush doesn't choose a different situation where you saw it fall from a Goy itself, not Rov, but you saw it fall from a Goy, or you saw it fall from a Yid, and he says, oi, I lost this object, and he's Miyayish. That's a more likely situation whereby you would keep the Aveda. Anyways, they both found an Aveda, and they both say Mitzasiya. The Lach is, you say, Yachloku. So we're going to see the first parak of Bava Metzia talks about various psakim, what to do when people are arguing. There's Yachloku, there's Kol Dom Gvar, there's Maman Muta Basafik, Shvua, no Shvua. So the big Chakira, we mentioned this in the past, the big Chakira that they all say is, do you view Yachloku as a psak, that they rightfully own it, or Yachloku a pshara, you don't know what to do, so the best thing to do is make a compromise. So Tosus here deals with this. Look at Tosus of Yachloku. He says, Tema, the Maishna Me'ahid, the Arba, when it comes to the famous story of the boat, they're arguing about a boat in Bava Metzia, Bava Bas rather, where we say, Kol Dom Gvar. We say, fight out, the best one wins, as opposed to Yachloku. So Tosus answers, V'yesh Lomar, that Ochs and Shiny. This case where they're holding on to is different. The Chashiv Ki'ilu Kol Echad Yesh Lo Bava Vaday Ha'chetzid De Anan Sadi Demai De Tafis Hai Didehu. Since the guy's holding it, we assume it's his, so it's Yachloku, not because we're doing a pshara, because he owns it. Once you hold something, we assume that's yours. You own it. You're holding your phone, that's yours. So it's not a pshara, it's actually a din of Yachloku. As opposed to other cases where the guy's not holding it, so that since there's no achiza, there's no ownership, and if we apply a different din, called Dom Gvar, it's a pshara. We don't know what to do. We throw our hands up and we say, you guys figure it out on your own, because there's no vade din here. Okay, so the mission now says, we are Ze Omer Kula Shaliv, Ze Omer Chetzi Shaliv. One guy says the whole talus is mine. The other guy says half of it's mine. So what do you do in this case? Ha Omer Kula Shaliv, the guy who says the entire thing is mine. Yishba, he makes a shvua. Shein lo ba pachas mishlosha chalakim. He says, I have at least three quarters. Va Omer Chetzi Shaliv, Yishba shein lo ba pachas mirviya. And the other guy says, I don't have less than a quarter. How do you figure out that math? Everyone agrees that one half is mine. I say the entire talus is mine, and you say only half is yours. You're admitting this half is mine, though. So that half of mine is already behind us. That's mine. The only point of contention is the other half. So I say three quarters is mine, the half that you agreed to, plus another quarter, and you only say the quarter that we're arguing on. So that's how we get to that shavuah. So then the Mishnah says, so, where we go here? Zenotel Shlosha Chalakim Zenotel Revia. So you split it. This guy takes three quarters. The other guy takes one quarter. Hayushnaim Rochev and Agave Behema O Shahaya Echad Rochev Vechad Manik. Two guys are riding an animal together, or one guy's riding it, one guy's leading it. The Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to describe how do you cone an animal like this. But Ze Omer Kula Shali, Ze Omer Kula Shali. I claim it's mine. You claim that it's yours. Yishbash Ein Lo Ba Pachas Mechetzio. You say the same thing. You make a shua. I own no less than half. And Ze Yishbash Ein Lo Ba Pachas Mechetzio. You also say you have no less than half. V'yachloku, and you divide it. Bizman Shehem Modim, in a situation where they both agree, O Sheyeshlem Edim, or their Edim, that someone owns it. So then the Lachitz Cholkin Blo Shvua. Then if I have Edim that half of it's mine and Edim that half of it's yours, so obviously there's no need for a shvua. The Gemara is going to discuss this. The din is you just do Yachloku. So Gemara now wants to know, Lama li lemisna ze omer ani mitasiya, ze omer ani mitasiya, ze omer kula shali, ze omer kula shali. Why does the Mishnah seem to describe, it's very repetitive, I say I found it, if I say I found it, obviously means I own it. If I say I have all of it, that means I found it. So what's the different statements here? Listen to what it should say in the Mishnah. Chada chada katani. So Gemara says, ze omer... So this guy says it's really one statement. This guy says I found it and it's all mine, and you say you found it and it's all yours. It's really one statement. So if that's the case, if it's really one statement, it should simply say I found it. And the Mela would know if I say I found it, that obviously would mean I own it. Or the Gemara explains, if it taught ani mitasiya, if it just taught I found it, that's all I said. Havamina, I would have thought, my mitasiya, what does it mean that I found it? Risa, I saw it first. That's what it means. Not that I picked it up, but if I said ani mitasiya, it would have been understood that I saw it first. And afagav dlo asal yaday, even though it never got to my hand just yet, biri'iya ba'al makani. You would think by seeing an object alone would be enough to be koned. I saw it first, it's mine, and you run and get it because you're faster than me. Doesn't work. You might think Ria works. So therefore, we have to teach an extra line. Tana kula shali. I also have to say, it's all of mine. It's an extra statement in the Mishnah to teach me the Ria lokani. It's not enough to have a Ria. You have to have a kinyan. You have to have hagbah to lift it up. That's why the double lashon. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Umi matzis amris my mitasiya reisa. Could you really have interpreted the Mishnah when it says ani mitasiya? Could you really have said that refers to I saw it? The Pasuk says, V'hamar Ravanai mitasa. The Pasuk says, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, it says, if you found it, so he says, Lo sucha l'salim, the Pasuk says. So how do you define mitasa in the Pasuk? So it says, De'asiliyade mashma. Ravanai says, the Pasuk says, mitsi, I found something. It means that I asiliyade, I picked it up. So how come we could have a halim? I mean, if the Mishnah said mitasiya, we would have thought that meant re'ia. The Pasuk matasa means hagbah. So the Gemara explained in mitzasa dekra de'asaliyah de'mashma miutana lishna d'alma nakit umidechazilei amra ani ashkachas. So normally the pasuk says umitzasa, that means to pick it up. That's how the psukim speak. But the way we speak, when you simply mitzasa, I found it first, that means in common language, that means I saw it first. So again, the Gemara says, "Umidechazilei," from the fact that I saw it first, Amar anashkachas, I found it, I saw it first. V'afagav de lost liyade, even though it never came to my hand yet. So you would think, "Biria ba'amakani," you would have thought that re alone, seeing itself, works. Because if you say, a person speaking, he says, "I found it," all that really means is I saw it first. So that's why the Mishnah has to go out of the way and add, Tana kula shali, I found it, and it's all of mine. Those extra words is teaching us from the Mishnah, Dibiriya v'alma lo kanile. Seeing an object alone is not sufficient to acquire an object. You have to do hagbah, a mishicha, things like that.
But that is what happened in the case of the Mishnah. So the person did pick it up. And
Exactly. It has to be that way. Unless, so look at Tosas though. Tosas writes, all the way in the bottom, Dibiriya v'alma lo kani, two lines up. So we see from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, it's clear that Ria doesn't work. But he asks a question, V'hadamrina b'perek ha-beis aliyah, b'ayis v'aliyah, the end of the Masechta, Havata behefker kani. If you look, habata means to look, to stare. If you see something in hefker, so kani, the Gemara says. So how come the Gemara here says you saw an object, isn't that hefker? So how come here it says Ria doesn't work, but in the end of the Masechta it says Ria does work on hefker? So he says, "Hainu she'asa ma'isa koldu kigon shigader geder katan," where he did a little bit of a ma'isa. It wasn't a real ma'isa of the other kinyanim ma'isa kinyanim, but he did some small ma'isa. He built a little bit of a fence, and that's enough. So that little ma'isa, along with a re'ia, those together works as a kinyan. But this case is simply looking at an object doesn't work.
From the pasuk, it would be hard to understand that he already picked it because it says, "Lo tuchal lehitalem," no? So, meaning, once you're holding it, you can't be, the lashon of hitalem, you can't be hiding. It would seem more like he saw it, and he's just pretending he didn't see it from the pasuk. No?
Right, so I guess the way it's understood right now, we're just reading the pasuk, reading the Gemara, it sounds like the Isser wouldn't apply unless you pick it up. If you walk by an object, and you don't see, and you see that.
Not over the pasuk.
That's what, from the Gemara, that's what it sounds like.
But from the pasuk, it looks completely different.
I'm saying the pasuk sounds like, right.
The pasuk sounds like you saw it, and you pretend that you didn't see it. Right. You're just...
But now that we're reinterpreting the pasuk mitzasa,
it would seem that he picked it up. But then it's hard to understand the lashon of lotuchale italian.
And also lemaisa, I thought we say if you see an object and you don't pick it up, you get the iser lo suchale salim. So how does this stim with halach lemaisa? Unless I'm incorrect, that maybe you taka don't get the iser, unless you actually pick it up. I'm not seeing anything here.
You know what it is?
It's talking about enough. I think it's talking about Avedas Akam. It's saying that that which we say that you only have to return your Yisrael's and not a Goy's, you may think is talking about. It's talking about even if it's already come to your hands. You might think that it's Dafka talking about if it didn't come to your hands, but even if it didn't come to your hands.
Look at Rashi. That's what Rashi says. You see Rashi, Mitzasa, that's what Shan Rashi is now. Very good. So Rashi says, Mitzasa, the Asal Yadi Mashmer, and halfway down the Rashi, so he says, Afilu Hachi, even if you picked it up, only Achicha of Lo Aveda Kochavim. Only if you pick up your a Jew's Aveda do you have to return it. But a guy is which you normally could just leave over on the side. One might think if you picked it up, maybe then you would have to return it even to the guy. Maybe the only time you don't return a non-Jew's item if you don't pick it up. If it came to your hand, so maybe it should be, if it came to your hand, you should be chayv to machzir because the aveda is aser. What's the aser?
You would think that it's
aser. Aser to keep it.
Yeah.
To keep it probably. Kamash Blan, even when it comes to your hand, you're allowed to keep the non-Jews Aveda. So you could still say the Isser still applies in general if you turn away from a Aveda on the floor of a Jews, it'd be an Isser. And back to that Tosis for a second, there's an interesting base of Levi that says the difference between the two Gemaras, whether Ri is Kona or not Kona. So he says depends what type of Hefker. There's two types of Hefkers. If there's something that's Hefker Gamor, but there's no bilis at all, let's say a Ger, he dies, so the Mamish becomes Hefker, so then, Habat the Ri alone works. But let's say someone himself is Mafkir. So the Lach is a big discussion. When I'm Mafkir something, is it Hefker right away, or is it only Hefker once someone else picks it up? So that's a quasi-Hefker. So that type of Hefker, which is not out of my Rishus just yet, you need more of a Kinyan. That's what the Gemara says here. Ria doesn't work when it comes from someone else's possession until Iyuzi the Dasachar's Makne, or until you've done a more of a Kinyan. But again, if it's a Mamsha Hefker Gamor, there's no Dasachar's anymore, so then Ri alone would work.
She says, no?
So that's, I think, all part of the Havamina. You would have thought, Lasayade, it would be usher to keep it. Kamash Milan, only by Achicha is it usher to keep. But by a guy, you'll
even
have
if
to.
It's, yeah, by a guy,
yeah. I think it's how you read it. I think so. Okay. So the Gemara now says, where are we? Gemara says, Tana, last six lines up. Tana ani mitasiya vahadatani kula shali. The Mishnah Yaseira from the extra words Ashmina and Duriya Lokani. So we learn from the extra words in the Mishnah that seeing alone doesn't work. Umi Matsis Amris, could you really say Khatakatani that this is all one statement? Vehazevzekatani. It says Ze Omer ani mitasiya vze omer ani mitasiya. Ze omer kula shali. Clearly sound like two different cases, not one statement from the motzi. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Visema Rav Simi Bar Ashi, Vamri Le, others say Kedi, which is a person's name, and Amora's name, Reisha B'mitsia, Visefa B'mekha Chomemka. There are two different scenarios. The first case is, Anima Tasiya, I found an object, and there's an argument, who keeps it, you say Yachalku. The other case is Mekha Chomemka, where we both tried to buy an item, we gave the money to the Mocher, and we say both it's ours, that too, you would say Yachalku. Then Tzrich, you need to teach both scenarios. Why? So the Gemara explains, Di Tana Mitzia, had you only had the case where we both found an object and we say Yachloku, Havamina, I would have said there, Mitzia, who the Rami Rabbanan Shvua. Only in the case of Mitzia did the Rabbanan require a Shvua, Aleh, Nishim de Moriv Amar, Chavrai, Lo Midi Chaserbe, Ito It Beis Vespalik Bahade. I'm going to justify, really, Adam found the first. But you know what? He didn't really deserve it. He's not losing anything. It was a gain, all gain for him. So let me fight with him about it. And he'll get half, I'll get half. He's not losing anything there. So therefore, we're concerned that I'm going to play games here. They made me take a shvua, and him take a shvua, yachlokum. But here, he paid money for it. I'm not going to go ahead and cause him a loss for trying to buy an item there. So therefore, if I'm really saying it's mine, there's a reason for me to trust. There's a trust that we both really gave the money. Honestly, we're not concerned of a Ramai. So therefore, no, even by a case of Mecha Chamemkar, the Chachamim instituted that you have to take a Shua before Yachlokum. So then the Gemara says, okay, what about the opposite? If we only taught the case where we both bought an item, who derami rabban and shvuah, that's where the chachamim threw a shvuah upon us, Allah. Mishum demori v'amar chavrai demei kayav v'ana demei kayav. I'm going to justify it. Adam gave money and I gave money. Hashta detzichal ididi, I need it. Ashkali ana, let me take the scarf. The chavrai leaves all the tarach lizman, he'll buy it from someone else. He could always buy that same item. It could be sold, or you could buy it in any other store. So he's not really losing anything. He'll take his money back and he'll go buy something else. As opposed to Aval Metzia, you find a lost object, something special, the Lek L'Meimer Hachi, something that's not sold in stores. You find, whatever a good example is, a guy, a homemade something. You can't buy that in a store. So if he doesn't get it, so he's going to mamish lose out on this opportunity, so I'm not going to go ahead and take the object that he found first. So maybe you would think you shouldn't do a shvuah there. Still, tzricha, even in that case, we said it's shvuah.
So we're saying it's two cases now?
Exactly.
The Metzasiya is a separate case from Kula Shali.
Exactly. Metzasiya is a case of Metzia, and Kula Shali is a case of Mekach Umemkar. Okay. So again, Aval Metzia, Delek Lamemar Hachi, Emolo, Tzich. That's why I need to teach both scenarios. So then the Gemara says, Mekuch Umemkar, what's the Shaila by Mekuch Umemkar? Lich Se Zuze Miman Nukit. Who did the Mocher sell to? What's the Shaila? Who did he take the money from? You have a case where both guys are putting money on the table, it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, La Tzricha, it was a very busy day. You can imagine the shuk. It wasn't so orderly then. He was running and throwing money at the person and taking objects. So, Denakit mitervayu. Michad midaiti v'chad mi'akbar karcho. He happened to take money from both guys. He wasn't sure what was going on. It was a crazy Erev Shabbos. So one guy, he took the money from. One guy shoved the money in his face. And he just is so confused. He doesn't know who's the rightful owner, who he wanted to sell to. V'lo yadona mihu midaite and mihu bal karche. And he was so confused. He wasn't sure who he willingly accepted from and who gave it to him and shoved the money in his face. That's the suffix. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, lo tzricha denokit zuze mitervayu. Says Rashi, hachi garshinam. V'lo yadinan, we don't know. Mehe midaita, mehe bal karche. We don't know. V'lo garsinam v'lo yada, we don't say that the mocher didn't know. We don't know who to trust. The afilu yada bazu ain't a mocher neman mishahalchu kidmoki hasam. Because even the mocher does know, he doesn't have nemanis anymore. The mocher only has nemanis if he's holding an object who he's going to give to. But once the object's out of his hand, he doesn't care. He has his money. He's ready to move to the next sale. So he has no idea what he doesn't remember here and there. Even though he claims that, oh, it was that guy I sold to, he lost all his nemanis. So what it means is that we don't know. We don't care what he knows or he thinks he knows. We don't know how to ascertain the situation.
But he said, wouldn't he be still in the chayav in Shua if it's Edecha?
Tosus deals with Edecha case.
We
exactly. We as in Bezdin, right. So look at Tosus. Tosus writes, V'lech say Zuzei Meman Nakut. Rashi Nishal Lemocher. You asked the question. That was Rashi. Rashi rejected that. You asked the Mocher. Even though there's a klal, we don't trust the mocher when he's no longer holding the object. That's if he doesn't hold the both. But if he sold to one person, we trust him. If it's a crazy day where he doesn't know which guy, then we don't trust him anymore. But from one guy who pays him, he's neman, I sold it to Reuven. Even if the mekach is no longer in his hand, he's trusted if there's only one party involved, one other party. But then Rashi has another girsa, he changed the girsa like we saw in Rashi. No, it means that we don't know. Because Rashi thought that once the mocha gets rid of the object, he's not trusted in any circumstance. For nothing did Rashi explain this way. So the mocha is at least trusted like an eid echad. So if two guys are arguing who bought it, so he should at least be able to tip the scale a little bit like an eid echad. But my shneim nishbam, why should both parties have to make a shvuah here? Oh, so she mocha misayo yiftar mishvuah. The guy who the eid echad supports shouldn't have to take a shvuah. V'idach yishba shvuah deraisa. And the other guy not to only take a shvuah derabana, but it's a shvuah deraisa against an eid echad. Therefore, he's goris v'hashe gar shapir. It should say v'lo yada, where the mocher doesn't know. But the yada, if the mocher does know who he sold from, have a neman keid echad. Okay. Marnal says, lema masisin delo kebenanis. Now, Gemara is going to go through the next few daf or so, comparing to other cases of when there's a suffix by mamon, what to do. So the Gemara says, maybe our mission is not like benanis. Who's benanis? Di benanis ketad elu barnli de shvua shav. So let's get a little bit of background who benanis was. So if you look at Rashi, Deloki Benanis, the last 10 narrow lines or so, Masech Shavuos Daf Mem Hei. Gavi Chenvani Apinkaso. A guy, a store owner. Elu Elu Barn LeBezdin. They both come to Bezdin. Al Manas Lishava Echam Hem Lishav. Now two people are coming to make a Shavuos, and one of them is definitely going to be a Shavuos Shav. What happened? Omer Baal HaBayis L'Chenvani. The Baal HaBayis says to the store owner, Tein L'Bni Chidim, I want my son to have some food, give him food. B'dinar V'alai L'Shalim, I'm going to pay you back. Just give him the food and I'll pay you. O L'Palim B'Selam Mos Shani Chai B'Scharim, or give the workers, I need to give them, so please, just give my workers food and I'll pay you back the money. V'alai L'Tein Tela, and I'll pay you back, don't worry about it. So what happens now is, Hu Omar Nasati, he says I gave the money. Hu Omar L'Natalti, he says I never took the money. So who's speaking to right now? So Shneim Tovim Esa Baal Bayis. Now they're both claiming, meaning the son says that, or the Pole says, I never got food from you. And then the Chenvani says, I never got paid from you either. So now what's going on here? Shneim Nishbaim Benotlin Mi Baal HaBayis. Now both of them take a shvua. The Pole takes a shvua from the Baal Bayis that we never get our food. So the Baal Bayis has to pay the food now to the Pole. Then Chenvani says, I never got paid from you. So now the Chenvani has to take now the Baal Bayis has to take give a shvua to the Chenvani. He owes two shvuas now to say that, you know, he did his part. And one of them is vade going to be a shvua shav. So Benana says, Kate, how could you have such a case where both parties are going to come to a shvua if one of them is going to be a shvua shav? So to here, in the case of Yachloku, we both pick up Shaim Ochs and Batalis, how could it be only one guy owns it? That means his vaday going to be a shvua shav. So clearly Ben Nanas couldn't be the author of our Mishnah. He wouldn't allow there to ever be a shvua shav.
And the Gemara says, claims that he gave the food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he doesn't ever allow a situation where he could have a shvua shav?
Exactly.
Ever?
Ever. Yeah.
Are there other situations in...
Guess not right, no. So he answers.
You could think of something.
Right. But anytime there's a chashash. No, but when there's a vada shvua shav, where one guy's definitely lying, he won't allow for that. But the Gemara is talking about how bad a shvua shav is. The nizdazdeya haaretz, the land is shaking and trembling. Pasuk says v'lo naka, right? What does the pasuk say exactly?
V'lo naka?
Yeah, what's the pasuk in Aseret Dibros?
V'lo yanaka ki lo yanaka Hashem.
Right, exactly.
V'lo yanaka Hashem. By
saying Shem Hashem b'shav, that's going to be, there's no tshuva for that. So the Gemara says, no. Now, filo tema ben nana, even ben nana could be off of a Mishnah. Hasan by the case of the Chenvani, vada ika shvua shav. There's a vada shvua shav there, so that he won't tolerate. Hacha, here by our case, ikla meimar dileka shvua shav. Maybe there's no shvua shav. Emer de trevayu bahadai hadadi hagabo. Maybe they both together lifted it up. And since as long as there's a possibility it's MS, then he'll allow for shvua shav. But if it's a case where it's 100%, there's going to be a shvua shav, that he won't allow. So then the Gemara says, leimar masisin delo kisumchus. Maybe the Mishnah's not like sumchus. Who's Simchus? This we saw in Baba Kama, the second or third parak, I think, or the end of the parak. Dika Simchus Amar, doesn't he hold Mamun Hamuta Basafik Cholkin whenever there's a Velo Shvua?
It's a good terrace because they're only making a Shvua that they don't have less than half. They're not saying a Shvua that it's Kulashiri.
Exactly. What they're saying can be MS.
Right. Because they're swearing that they don't have less than half.
Right.
They're not saying, listen, it's Kulashiri. They're only swearing half.
Right. Which is, again, it still could be wrong. It could be wrong, but still, it's possible.
It's a possibility.
Right. That's what Rashi explains, right. So the case is, so the Mishnah is not like Simchus. Why? Who's Simchus? So the Gemara explains that Simchus holds a mamun hamut al basafek chalkin below shvua. When there's money in safek, you could divide without there being shvua. What was the case? Rashi references the case in Baba Kama. Gavi shur shenagach es hapara v'nimta ubra b'tzida. So the shur gores the cow, and there's the dead calf on the ground. The question was the calf there beforehand or afterwards? Did the shur kill the calf, or the calf died beforehand? It's unclear. So what does Simcha say? You have to divide it. You divide the proceeds. So without a shur. So here, Simchus, our Mishnah says you need a shvua. Simchus says you do chalkin without a shvua. So clearly, Simchus isn't the author. So the Gemara says, Elamai, who authored our Mishnah, must be the Rabbanan. But how could it be the Rabbanan? Ha'amri hamotzi mechavel of haraya. They don't hold any chalkin. We say, leave the money be...
Kasmari
kama. And then if you want to take the money out of my possession, you need to prove that my shvua was the one who killed the Uber as well. So the Gemara explained, okay, fine. So those are the 2 days. There's Simchus versus Rabbanan. So hi, Mai. What's going on here? Who authored our Mishnah? Si'i amris Rabbanan. If you say the Rabbanan, hasam dilo tafsi tervayu amri Rabbanan motzim mechavei levaraya. There, the Uber's on the ground. No one's holding on to it. So we leave it cheskes marikama, and we don't change anything until you bring Edom. But Hacha de Chavayu Tafse, now they're both holding on to it. We said in the Tosos, when there's an Ochsin, Anan Sadidan, that they hold it. If you're holding it, it's yours. So then we can't just say, they're both holding it. What do you do? So that's why here we have to say, Palgei Lebeshua. This time we say, Yachloku with the Shua. So that makes sense. The difference between the cases here versus there in the opinion of the Rabbanan. Ali Amis Sumchas, if you say Sumchas is the author of our Mishnah, Hasha Mahasim Delo Tafse Tervayu Cholkim Bilashvua. There, Sumchas says, if no one's holding on to it, you could split it without a Shvua. Hacha de Tervayu Tafse La Lo Kol Shekein, here we're both holding on to it, where there's more reason to say that they both actually own it, so here you're going to require a Shvua. Certainly you won't require a Shvua in this case. So the Gemara explains, no, there's a difference. Afilu Temach Sumchas. Sumchas could be the author. Ki Amar Simchas, when Simchas says Yachloku Belo Shvua, that's a case of Shema Veshema. They both have it. No one knows what happened. All they know is that the Shua killed the cow. And then suddenly they see a calf on the ground. No one knows when this calf was born. So it's a Mama Shema Veshema. So we say Yachloku Belo Shvua. But when it comes to Aval Bari, Babari, where they both claim Zelmer Ani Mitasiya, Zelmer Ani Mitasiya, Zelmer Kula Shalim, so there, Lo Amar, he doesn't say to do Yachloku Beshvua. And since it's a more of a serious case here, you have to do Beshvua. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ula Rabba Bar Rav Huna Damar Amar Sumchas. He holds, Sumchas says, Afilu Bari Bari, even in a case of Bari Bari, Sumchas still says, Yachloku Blo Shua. So then it's a more serious question here. How does Sumchas work with this Mishnah here? He doesn't have to work with the Mishnah. He's the Tana. He's the Talmud of Rabbi Meir. But if you wanted to say that Sumchas is the author of the Mishnah, it's how you mechalik between the case there, Bari Bari, where he says, Yachloku Blo Shua, versus our Mishnah where he said, where he in theory could say, Yachloku Bishvua, Ma'ik Lamemar. So it says, Afilu Tema Sumchas. Sumchas can be the author of our Mishnah as well. Why? Ki Amar Sumchas, when Sumchas makes a statement of Yachloku Blashvua, Heicha Diga Dirar de Ramona. That's where there's a Dirar de Ramona. Heicha Deleka Dirar Ramona Lo. What's the Dirar de Ramona? So there's a big machlokas all over Shas. This is one place Rashi and Tosas argue. So Rashi says, Dirar de Ramona, the last four lines is Chisaron Mamon, where there's a loss of money. Shim Yifarezeh Shlokedin Havi Chisaron Mamon. That guy's going to be at a loss. Vim Nifterenu Shlokedin Nimsezeh Chaser Vlad Paraso. The guy's at a loss there. So the guy, the Nizak, it's very possible that the Shur killed his the calf as well. So he's going to be at a loss here. And so in light of a Dura de Ramona, he said, don't do a Shur. We don't want a guy losing money. There's no need to throw a Shur here. Just Yachloku. Let's try to minimize the possible loss. When it comes to no Dura de Ramona here, there's no loss by the guy who found the Mitzir. There's no Chisar Mamon. By the Mekich Memkar, there's no loss either because he's going to get the money back, the guy who didn't really buy it. So since there's no chisar mamon, there's no urgency here. So if they want to really split it up, let them throw shvu on top of them. That's how Rashi understands this. Tosus has a different understanding. He understands drar de Ramona means heicha deika drar de Ramona. Tosus writes, perish shebelo tanoseim yesh safik lebezdin yesh leecha tvia al chaveru below tanosam. Drar de Ramona means there's some indication that they have an ownership to it without there even being a taina in the first place. The case of Shur Shanaga Chesapara, so the facts on the ground were, this guy owned that cow, he owned the calf. So there's reason to assume that he rightfully, he gets the money towards it. There's some shaychas in terms of bailus of it. So therefore, in that case, we don't want to throw a shvul in the case. But our Mishnah, where no one had any previous ownership of the Mitzio or the Mekach HaMemkar, there's no Dror de Ramona, so therefore we want to say Yachloku Bishul. That's the difference according to Tosfos. Okay, so now the Gemara says, let's just finish up here. We'll go to the top. We can go to the top, right? Anyone in a rush? So the Gemara says, V'lav Kavachomer, who isn't in a Kavachomer? What's the Kavachomer? Mahasam Dika Dror de Ramona. If it's over there, by the case, learn Rashi's way. By the case of the Shor Shagnagach, where there's a Chisar and Mamon to the Nizak, Lamar, Vika Dura de Ramona Lamar, and the other guy also goes at a loss because the guy has a pad of pocket. The Mazik and Nizak both lose because by a Shur Sheg Nagach, the first offense has a Tam, they each pay half. So there's going to be a loss in both parties. Vika Meimar Kulamar, Vika Meimar Kulamar, and also it's very possible that it's all owned, all the money really should go to one person. It's all to the Mazik and he should really be Pater. It's also possible to say it really all goes to the Nizak. Yet still, Amar Sumchas, Mamun Amuta Basavik, Cholkin below Shavua, Hacha de Leka Dirar de Ramona. Here, there's no Dirar de Ramona. Dikla Meimar de Tervayihi, and it's also possible to say that they both own it, still both true. Lo Kol Shekein, you shouldn't have a Shavua. Meaning, by, over there, there's a possibility that really one guy owns everything. It's really the Nizaks, or it's really the Mazaks. And there's no possibility at all that Yachloku. Yachloku is not a possibility by that case. Either the Shor Nagach or Shor didn't Nagach.
The case is that the Shor was Tam.
Shor was Tam.
And we know he gored the Para, but we don't know if she gave birth before or after the Negicha.
Exactly, and if the Shor killed that.
If it was before the Negicha, that means that the Shor killed both and he's Chayav on both.
Or it's possible that...
And if he gave afterwards, it means that it's the Baal HaShor is the one who loses because it wasn't because... No, I'm sorry. If it's before, then the Baal HaShor is only Chayav for the other Shor and not for the...
Right, unless the Shor also may have gored
the calf is dead.
The calf is dead.
The Shor could have also gored the calf, though.
But it's alive, and they are arguing who it belongs to, no?
Yeah,
no,
I thought it's
alive, then I think there will be no union. For sure, it's
dead. The blood is dead.
The question is also if the even the calf was born, it's possible the Shor gored that calf as well, and killed that calf.
Right.
That's also a possibility.
Right. I think it's, but I don't think that's the case. I think the case is where is I think we found dead. If we say that he gored the para after she gave birth, then he's not high. And if it's before she gave birth,
then he gored both of them together.
I think that's the case.
Okay.
So in that case, how would that apply here?
So we're saying.
I didn't understand what it says.
It belongs to the Baal HaShor.
So what does it have to do that they have to pay half? I don't understand.
The point is because since it's Shor Tam, so the Mazik we have to pay half, right? That's what he pays if it's a Shor Tam. So if it's a Suffolk, though, so he pays half of that. He pays a quarter. So he pays a quarter, maybe unrightfully, the Mazik. And then the Nizak, maybe he should really get the half, but he only gets a quarter. He's losing half of what he should be getting.
That's right. So we're talking now about the calf. Yeah. So the calf, if it's a Safek, then he would pay a quarter.
Right.
And if it's not a Safek, he would pay...
Half. Correct. So now...
And one second. And if we say that he gored it, that it first it gave birth and then it gored, then he would have to pay nothing. So... No matter what, he's losing, right?
If he gave birth and he didn't first...
If he gave birth first, if the Barab gave birth and then he...
Then we're nothing, we're exactly
then
nothing.
Then he should be chayav nothing, so we're actually taking something for sure that doesn't...
Exactly.
That he shouldn't be paying.
But in this case here, everyone's at a loss here.
Right.
So the question becomes that this is a possibility. There's no possibility here at all that it's either... we're doing yachloku, it's not possible that they both get a quarter. It's either nothing or a half.
Right.
So yet we still see where it's not possible, Simcha says, Yachloku b'lashrua. So in our case, where there's a possibility, where they both actually rightfully own it, where Yachloku makes sense, Yachloku could be a possibility, why would he require shrua in this case? There shouldn't be a shrua in this case.
In which case, Yachloku
in our case of, in Shnayim Ochsim Batalis, where it's possible that it's very likely that they both picked it up together, and we both own it rightfully, and Yachloku should be the din. So certainly in this case, we shouldn't require Shua, according to Simchas.
But in the case of, in the case of the Para, if the person actually killed the Shor before she gave birth and the calf died because of the giving birth, it's also Yachloku because it's short term and each one pays half. So that will be also Yachloku b'Shua, right? Is that a Kal V'Chomer?
No, according to Simchas is saying, in the case of the Par, where we end up saying that each get half of what they should be getting, meaning a quarter.
Okay.
So he says, Yachloku B'lo Shvua. Even though Yachloku is not really a possibility.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. If he killed the Shor with the Ubar inside and the Ubar died, the each one pays half. It's Chatzinezek.
No, right, but we're paying a quarter here. In this case, it's a quarter you're only paying. That's the din.
But there is a way that it won't be half.
No, but the Maisi you pay a quarter, so you never pay a quarter. Is never a possibility.
A quarter is never a possibility.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, we still require a quarter.
Okay.
So a quarter below Shua.
Ah,
okay. So then so here, by the case of this, where is a possibility where Yachloku is a real din, where they both picked it up together, Dikla Meimar, the Tervayohi, the Koshgen, is it not a Kavachomer? That he should require chokum below shua, there shouldn't be a shua where it's possible to have a really achlokum. So the Gemara says, "Afilu tema sumchas could still be your author shua zum midirbanan." You're right. Sumchas doesn't require shua ever midiraisa. Whenever there's mamon hamutab asafek chokum below shua. In our mission where it says shua, that's only a shua midirbanan. Kedir Rabbi Yochanan, damer Rabbi Yochanan, shua zu takanes chachamim. What's the shua? What's the reason for takanes chachamim? I'm going to go grab your suit. It's mine. Oh, that's Yachloku. Let's go to Bezdin, make a shvua. Let's go to Bezdin. So he says, more serious than that, you have to take a shul that's yours in order to deter these robbers. Okay. Shkoyach. We have 300 days ahead of us of doing the bubbles now.
Good. Until we get.